Hello, my beautiful people, and thank you so much for joining me on today's random episode. I know it's not a normal day that I usually post on, but this is going to be just a very quick devotional that could not wait until next week. So we're just going to treat this as a bonus, a cookie, if you may. But I like to take the happenings in my life and share them with others because I know that there is always someone going through something similar. So just recently, I found myself letting my anger get the best of me and behaving in a way that wasn't Christ-like because I simply wanted to be understood. I wanted the people in the situation to hear me out and understand where I was coming from. But no, I wanted to listen and they didn't take the time to understand. They had their minds set on the way they felt and they were sticking to it. So this made me feel alone, unheard, uncared for, and I honestly just wanted to crawl into a hole and hibernate until the next season. And the situation remained in my heart until the next day. Somehow, even though I was physically by myself at this time, it was even worse the next day than it was on the day that it actually happened. And now that everything had died down, I was no longer hearing from the others. I was able to feel everything. I broke down into tears and I cried and prayed to God for what felt like an extremely long time. I begged him to forgive me for the way I behaved, even though I know I didn't have to beg for his forgiveness, but at that moment I felt that it was necessary. And I cried to him, telling him what was wrong. And when I finally found the words to say to him about how I feel, I realized something. I said, "Lord, I just wanted to be understood. I just wanted them to understand." And as soon as those words left my mouth, my mind fell on Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 23 tells us, "When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly." He was misunderstood by thousands. His own people didn't even care to listen to or believe him. And what did he do? He prayed for them. He didn't retaliate. He didn't yell. He didn't scream. He silently took all forms of abuse from them. And that's when I prayed and asked the Lord to help me be like Jesus in this way. There are going to be many times in life where we are misunderstood, and those same people will care less to even try to understand. But that doesn't mean life stops there. Even though it may feel so in the moment, it may feel like you're just stuck in that season forever and things are never going to change, it doesn't stop there. And that doesn't make you any less of a person. That doesn't change your purpose in life and who you are called to be. Let people feel the way they feel. Let them think the way they think. In reality, we don't have the power to change any of that. But the one who does is the one who sees you for who you truly are and understands every beat of your heart. Thank you for talking with me. Let's walk with him.